You have a huge studio. So they, about 4 o'clock Eastern time or 3 o'clock Central time, there was an announcement that there were several drones, about 100 drones that were launched. That was the announcement that I received, that I had other people contact me about. And they were saying that these drones were launched against Israel by Iran. Well, as of a few minutes ago, I was just reading, I was just double checking when Usama came on, just beginning, and I found an article. I'm just going to put the link in for everybody. And this is the interesting part, but it's kind of bothering me. The announcement to the world by things like Associated Press, CNN, all these quote news channels have been giving either purposeful misinformation or we have something else going on here. Now, this link is what I would like people to look at. You'll find this interesting. Now, and I looked at the when I looked at the CNN picture and I looked at all the other pictures, these did not look like drones that were being launched. These looked like surface-to-air missiles, surface-to-surface missiles is what I mean. And the article from I can't put it up on the screen because it's supposed to be a copyright issue is what I'm my understanding. Because I actually asked somebody. Footage from IAF HQ, majority of missiles intercepted outside of Israel's borders. Again, this is Greenwich Mean Time plus 3. IDF Aerial Defense Array successfully intercepted the majority of the launches using the AERL aerial defense system together with Israel's strategic allies before the launches crossed into Israeli territory. Dozens of surface-to-surface missiles launches from Iran were identified early Sunday morning, which it is their time already, approaching Israeli territory. The IDF Aerial Defense Array successfully intercepted the majority of the launches using the AERL aerial defense system, together with Israel's strategic allies. A small number of the hits were identified, including at an IDF base in southern Israel where minor damage was caused to infrastructure. Over the past few hours, many dozens of hostile aircraft, as well as dozens of cruise missiles from Iran, were identified approaching Israel territory and intercepted. Dozens of IAF fighter jets are currently operating to intercept all aerial threats approaching Israel territory. The IDF has deployed on all fronts, prepared and continuing to defend Israel territory, the IDF said. So, they're saying there was devices, maybe those were drones. The original statement had nothing to do with surface-to-surface missiles, and I think that's an incredible statement against. Yeah. Well, the finances could have come from our, from the United States. It's financing came from. Actually been watching videos of congressional hearings where they've actually been talking about that this week, where Biden has unleashed tons of millions, billions of dollars to the Iran as an enemy. Mr. B.O. Oh, yes. They're doing that. Yes. There's actually a stalemate. Supposedly there was a discussion about removing the rhino who became speaker, and you know, he was thought to be conservative and proven himself a rhino. And now there is discussion about how, because certain rhinos have said they're retiring and stepping out, that if he's actually threatening, if you pull me out as speaker, they could elect a Democrat as speaker. Uh-oh. Yeah. All right. We're in USA with our first story. Believe it or not, the first story comes from CNN. CNN reported that the FBI arrested an 18-year-old man on this past Saturday who converted to Islam and planned a killing spree to show his devotion to the Islamic State. It was written out and showed plans to his plans to attack several churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Sunday, April 7th. During a search of his parents' home, police found items consistent with his planned attack. Some of the items found in a toolbox included a metal pipe, handcuffs, a folding saw, head coverings, two canisters of butane fuel, and a machete. Multiple rifles and handguns were also discovered in his father's bedroom. Mercurio stated he intended to incapacitate his father with a pipe, handcuff him, and use the firearms locked in the closet to attack the churches. It should, Alexander Scott Mercurio, 18, was charged with attempting to provide material support of or resources to designated foreign terrorist organizations, according to the Justice Department news release. I don't think it ever existed. Probably serve 5 to 10 years and then get half that time off for good behavior. Hey, no one will stop you from following Sharia in Saudi Arabia. We'll send you there so you can do that. Okay, Muhammad Arab bin Shamsur Alam is accused of sexually assaulting two girls on two separate occasions while working as a repairman at their home. The most recent incident allegedly happened in the summer of 2023. It is thought that Shamsur Alam, a Rohingya Muslim immigrant, may be targeting members of the Burmese community. So this is not his first gay rodeo. He's been caught doing this repeatedly. I tried to find that. My guess at this is probably 14 or younger. Oh, that's the United States I was reading this about. Oh, that's definitely Denver. It's Denver. Story. Fox News reported that a 32-year-old, Awet Hagos, who is a citizen of Eritrea, a small country on the coast of Northeast Africa, who is on the terrorist watch list, moved himself to Haiti and somehow was flown into the United States on one of Biden's illegal planes bringing illegal immigrants, to the United States. North Carolina's Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has filed FOIAs and numerous documents trying to get the facts on this. Oh, yeah. You only get to come here for free if you're coming illegally and you're in love with Joe Biden. All right. On April 5th, there were several Al-Quds Days rallies across the United States. One in Houston, Texas, was caught by memory and shared. Listening to it makes you believe that it is not in, that this is not in, you would think it's not in Texas. You would think that this is in the Middle East. And let me look that up and get that out. Here we go. Just to make sure I get that. I have to keep reminding myself to turn on the sound. Here we go. This will shock you. And when you first listen to this, you will not think it's in the United States. Thoughts that is that those are reasons for every one of them to be deported. They were all. You're born. Canada, we have on April 4th, Canadian families of Hamas victims and the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs launched a legal challenge of the federal government of Canada's decision to resume funding the UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Work Agency, following revelations that some of its staff provided material support for October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. On January 26, International Development Minister Ahmed Hussein announced the suspension of the Canadian funding to UNRWA while it undertakes a thorough investigation into allegations. Well, the investigations have not been concluded, but on March 8th, Hussein announced that the government was restoring funding to the UNRWA. Regardless of the outcome, and without the agency being held accountable for the torture, rape, and massacre of men, women, and children, and that's why they're being sued. Spelled the same, and it's Hussein is his middle name. They're both Muslim. That's the thing. They're both Muslim. I have no idea. Pretend. It's pretend. It's a pretend investigation. Delta Male said Ahmed Hussein is Somalian. So, I personally think he's Indonesian. That's my personal thought, but that's just another there. You want the next story? Okay, UK. We're in the UK next. The proposal backed by senior Tory members of Parliament would require the crime rates of each nation's migrants in England and Wales to be published annually. Ministers would present a report to Parliament each year detailing the nationality, visa status, and asylum status of every offender convicted in English and Welsh courts in the previous 12 months. Such a move would mirror an approach by some United States states and Denmark, where the crime rates of those from Kuwait, Tunisia, Lebanon, and Somalia are far higher than those of Danish nationals. Out of France, Eftisouche reports that on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, the festival marking the end of Ramadan, a 13-year-old girl was attacked by four minors in Aachenheim. And this is on a bus on her way to school. She was approached by these students from her school who accused her of not observing the fast imposed during Ramadan. As she left the bus, the victim, who was of North African origin, she was beaten. The teenager was injured in her face, and her father, it says the attackers were four Muslims, and they fled. But her father took her to the police station. And what he's saying is silence is creating this. So, you know, pay attention, do something, share this information. Germany. Two suspected members of the Islamic State group were arrested in Germany and accused of enslaving and sexually abusing a pair of Yazidi girls in Syria and Iraq. These Islamic State Iraqi suspects, identified only as Twana, HS, and Asia, RA, are accused of genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and membership in foreign terrorist organizations. This is what their federal prosecutor's office said. They were arrested Tuesday in Recklenburg and Roth District, both in the southern state of Bavaria. Twana and Asia were married under Islamic law and were members of the Islamic State living in Iraq and Syria from 2015 to 2017. During this time, they held two Yazidi girls, aged 5 and 12, as slaves, according to prosecutors. Twana raped them, while Asia physically abused them, and it was too detailed and too horrific for me to share. So anything they were deemed wrong, yes. Grace, yeah. Those are in Germany. Yeah, those girls are now in Germany, and they're probably the ones who turned in the jihadi. Yeah. Yeah. The last story comes out of Pakistan. Morningstar News reported that a high court in Pakistan on March 25th rejected a Christian woman's attempt to recover her 13-year-old daughter. Instead, the judge allowed the Muslim who abducted and forcibly converted her to Islam and married her to take her. Shakil Masih's daughter, Roshni Shakil, was taken from her home in Punjab province on March 13th by a 28-year-old Muslim, Muazzam Mazhar, when Masih and his wife were out of the house for work. Masih's wife, Nazia Shakil, on March 18th filed a habeas corpus petition to recover their daughter. On March 25th, the police represented Roshni and Mazhar at the Court of Justice. He said, "My wife and I were hoping that the judge would consider a clear case of child marriage and order action against the accused, but were totally disappointed when he completely ignored their pleas for justice, and all he did was ask the girl, did you willingly choose to marry him? And that was it. That was his judgment. Okay, go home, have a good time." It's kind of hard to say there. All right. Oops, sorry. Okay, 90, 91, 92. "And we brought the children of Israel through the sea. So Pharaoh and his hosts fouled them insolently and with enmity until when he was about to drown, he said, I believe that there is no God but him on whom the children of Israel believed. And I am of the Muslims. Now indeed you disobeyed me and you were of the Vandals. So today we will deliver you with your body that you may become a sign to those who come after you, and surely most people are unaware of our signs." I see zero. Yep, that's what it says. I see a verse 72, but all the verse 72s are popping up. So we got a couple different references for 600, but they're your references. Yeah. I don't think there's a number. I don't know where they got that idea from. Fantasyland. Just gonna say, I didn't hear any of that here. I believe that there is no God but him on whom the children of Israel believed, and I am of the Muslims. Well, you definitely have a scholar saying that Allah doesn't know. I love that. Yes. Okay. We do not descend except by the command of your Lord to him. What is between our hands and what is behind us and what is between that? And your Lord was not forgetful. Yes. Send. Except by the command of your Lord to him. Wow. I'm just trying to, yeah, I got to find out where it ran. There we go. There we go. And we brought the children of Pharaoh through the sea. So, okay, verse 91. Now and indeed you disobeyed. Oh, sorry. No, verse. Okay. I believe that there is no God but him on whom the children of Israel believed, and I am of the Muslims, he said. Now and indeed you disobeyed before, and you were of the Vandals. No. We will deliver you with your body that you may become a sign to those who come after you. Well, it sounds like he's dead, him and his body. Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Exodus. I don't think this is, I think it's farther on. I think it's in the 20s, but yeah, because he has them. This has to be before Exodus 18, I think. Yeah, because it got water in the rock in 17. Pharaoh in pursuit. Here we go. Pharaoh in pursuit. That's chapter 14. He is divided. There we go. Exodus 14:30. The Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Yes. Next chapter. Okay. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christy. I have no idea. We just know lots of horses. Okay. Oops, I went the wrong way. All right. All right. And if your Lord willed, all who are on the earth would have believed together. Will you compel people until they become believers? And engage in war with them until they will not be sedition. And the religion will be completely to Allah. So if they see, so surely Allah sees what they do. Engage in war. We're at the we have a question here. Christy, you need to answer this. Is it your birthday? Because we've had multiple comments. He's not the first one. We've had three different people wishing you a happy birthday. I don't know if you saw that, but peanut butter and jelly is here. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christy. Happy birthday to you. I have no clue who he is. I mean, I know it's in the Quran, but I still have no clue who he is. I like one thing about Hood. Who is part of his name. So who is he? Okay. There we go. And they followed a curse in this world and on the resurrection day. Is it not surely odd? Became infidels of their Lord, except away with Ad, the people of Hud. And, oh, my people, let not my disagreement with you cause you to be stricken as what struck Noah's people or Hud's people or Salah's people and the people of Lot are not far from you. Are we done? Okay, and when their brother Hud said to them, will you not fear? No. Where does he live? Oh, that's confusing. Not a surprise. I do want to say, people, you didn't ask very many questions, so you're running out of time to ask questions. So hurry up and put them in if you got time. Put them in. We'll see someday. Well, Usama has just presented an incredible fact that there are so many things in the Quran that don't agree with reality. They don't agree with the Bible, which the Quran claims is true. And if it doesn't agree with the Bible, then which the Quran testifies is true, then the Quran can't be accurate. That means you have to leave Islam to find out what's true. So if you're going to leave Islam and you need to find out what's true, we're about to share with you the most important thing we share all night, which is you have an opportunity to accept Christ in your life. we want you to watch this video and hopefully accept Christ. And if you do, contact the Straight Way of Grace Ministry so we can celebrate with you. And here we go.